New Haven parade yesterday, and you meet a lot of really cool people at these things.
You do.
Chaz and AJ in the morning. Let's start with the St. Patrick's Day parade yesterday. Vince was out chatting with people. Let's start with a local news reporter.
We are live at the parade lineup, New Haven Day, New Haven St. Patrick's Day parade. I got the words straight. We're here with Vince DePrince. Vince, I have one very important question for you, and it's a question all of our viewers, everyone at home wants to know. How many Guinnesses are you having today, Vince?
As many as they will serve me.
As many as they will serve me. You heard it or heard it? You hit it? No, you heard it here first, folks. As many as they will serve him. WPLR, News 8, St. Patrick's Day parade. It's going to be a great one.
Didn't even give his name. He's like, that's not going on the reel.
And then thud. Yeah, he's smart. Don't give your name.
And but by the way, he's living his best life.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
This is what you're supposed to. You're supposed to have fun at these things.
Exactly right.
Oh, he was having a lot.
No
of fun.
Harm, no he was foul. Having a lot of fun.
Yes.
No one was slowing him down.
No harm, no foul. Yep.
It's like we arrived late. Jennifer has this. She brings this magic bag of goodies.
Yes.
That Cerulli looks forward to every year.
He does. He comes over like a little rabbit.
He's like, where are they? And he texted me when he got one. Yep. He's like, bingo.
Nice.
Yeah, you ever see like when a raccoon gets a snack? Like, he looks like that.
Yeah.
Please.
Now it's a graduate and walks away.
I have told him I think he needs to do more broadcasts inebriated.
Yeah.
I think because he's too perfect.
Yeah.
You know, he needs to sound human. He needs like half a dozen cocktails to sound like the rest of us.
Exactly. Yeah. Catch up.
All right. And then we go to Quentin.
What's your name? Where are you from, sir?
Quentin Master from Longford. I'm over visiting my brother in New Haven.
Oh, so you're from Longford in Ireland?
I am, yeah.
He's from Longford, West Haven.
Right. I don't know if there's a
Long... He's from Longford Island.
That's what I was thinking, Longford Island.
Yeah,
maybe he was...
yeah he's actually an Italian guy from Long Island. He's just had so much to drink.
Yeah, He forgot
where he's, you know.
Right.
He was very polite with you. He could have been like, what gave it away?
I found the whiskey in the jar.
Right.
Oh, so you're from Longford in Ireland?
I am, yeah.
County is that in?
That's the county Longford in the center of Ireland.
Yeah. I thought he said a town.
It's a center.
Why would you say you're from a county? Say you're from a town, like a town would have been so much better to me.
Right, no one says, I'm from New Haven County.
Right.
I think he probably knows that we wouldn't know the town,
right.
But maybe we would know the county.
Of course, yes.
But I know neither.
No.
And I don't
know. Not even that he's like from Ireland.
And I don't know.
Like,
I mean, I picked it up by the voice.
Longford, Ireland.
Oh.
Well, maybe he's in Longford, Arizona.
That's
he
right.
moved when he was a kid. I don't know.
You don't know.
That's where the accent came from.
This is your job to get to the bottom of this.
Like Arizona accent.
That is classic Zona right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. What do you think of this New Haven St. Patrick's Day parade?
I love it as well. I came here, first of all, in 1985 for a wedding. My brother got married in 1985. I come back every 3 or 4 years. So I had 4 brothers here. One moved home. One died 4 years ago. And I still have 2 brothers living here.
Wow.
In New Haven.
Well, so there's 5 total.
Yeah.
One's dead.
Dead, yes.
Yep. I'd like to know what happened there.
Right.
But probably not a good question for the parade.
Whiskey.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, right. All right, so your brother's dead.
Right.
Let's move on.
Well, he brought it up.
Yes,
but,
he did.
Why did the others move out here? Why did he stay there? Why did the other one move back?
Right. Why?
Why?
It's working a song right there.
That's a song. It's an Irish song,
Yeah.
Well, the five brothers.
The five brothers.
The five Irish brothers.
Right.
Yeah, that sounds like a song.
From Longford.
How five became four. Yes.
Ireland.
Right.
By the way, Ireland.
Right in the center.
Right.
Right.
I like that.
I'm glad to hear
my family are all here. Yeah.
That's great.
Love them all.
So if you'd like to sing a verse of a song, please, we would love to hear it.
Good man. Raised on songs and stories, heroes of renown, the passing tales and glories that once was Dublin town. The hallowed halls and houses, the haunting children's rhymes, they were part of what was Dublin in the rare old times. All together, ring a ring, a roll. rosy as the lights decline. I remember Dublin City in the rare old time.
Hey.
Hump a bayou?
Up your what?
Whatever you want to get up to, buddy.
I like right after that, Vince is like, yeah.
Hump a bayou.
Hey. Slancha, thank you. Slanga for. Thank you, guys.
Wow.
That's great.
Oof.
That's great. That's the guy you want.
Mini concert.
That's the guy you want in the bar.
Yes.
Ready to sing immediately.
Ready
yeah,
to sing.
Of course.
Right. And then bring everybody in. Come on, everybody. Sing along now.
Unprovoked. Yep.
And everybody was like half a second behind because he needed to sing the word first.
Yeah. So that everybody could...
Yeah, like we don't know what we're doing.
Yep.
He knew what he did.
Like row your boat, but different.
Yeah.
Hop ya by ya.
Hop da by ya.
Hop ya by ya.
What does that mean?
I'm not sure.
Is anyone else?
Means the hell the guy the microphone.
Get going.
Right.
All right. Off with you.
Right.
Off with you.
Get me a beer.
What did he say? Up the bayou?
Hop you by.
Hop you by ya.
Hop the bayou.
Hop you by ya.
Try and spell that one, AJ.
Okay, give it a shot.
You can't
I want to say that
words.
To people in traffic. Yeah.
Hop you by ya.
It's like, did he just compliment me? Or opposite?
Just see here.
Hop the bayou.
Okay. It's hop you by ya. It's a colloquial Irish greeting or exclamation of encouragement commonly heard in Northern Ireland and Ulster counties.
Hop the boya.
Hop ya boya.
Hop ya boya.
Hop ya boya.
H-U-B-Y-A-B-O-Y-A. Hop ya boya.
Sounds dirty.
Hoop yes.
Hop ya boya.
Yeah, it makes really hop your boy up. You got the prostitutes.
Who's next?
Yes.
Mike in West Haven, who you might have seen from the float. He was sporting a pretty impressive mohawk.
All right, so we're at the New Haven Parade. I love your hair. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name's Mike, man. I'm from the Elm City area, West Haven. You see it. You know, we're out here.
Hell yeah.
Big thanks.
Well, what time did you get out here and start drinking?
Probably when it started. Maybe a little pregame.
All right.
Cinnamon rolls and then go.
Cinnamon rolls first?
And then go.
What are you drinking?
Ciroc a little bit. I started with a little Reposado, and we go to Ciroc.
So you went tequila to vodka?
Sometimes you do those things when you live a strange life.
That's a t-shirt. Sometimes you do those things when you lead a strange life.
Wow.
Where were you?
So that was about halfway through the parade route. I was walking on the side. I was following. So that was probably the rum runners in the background. Oh, okay. Or something.
Definitely was. Yeah. He was, I think, right before the TV cameras. I remember seeing him.
Okay. Yeah, before the turn. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chaz and AJ in the morning. Let's do some audio from Bite Bash. This is what a great concert.
Yeah, right.
UBS Arena Thursday night. The station's first big event, I think,
yeah,
like of this scale.
That's magnitude, yeah.
Four tremendous bands.
Yeah,
Trinity's Grace, great,
yeah.
I Prevail, two other great ones.
Yeah.
And Big Mike was there talking to fans.
What's your name and what town are you from?
Jordan Ramos. I'm from Bronx, New York.
And what is the craziest thing you ever saw at a concert or your go-to concert story?
All right, so at Warped Tour, D.C., it was raining crazy at the Arva Levine, the highlight of it, and I had to walk home through some porta potty, and it was all worth it. At the end of that, I had to wash my sneakers, but I was good because I got to see Arva Levine and everybody, MGK. It was great.
How deep was it? Did it get on your pants at all?
Ankle deep. I had shorts on.
No,
No. At that point, you just cut your feet off.
Yeah, first of all, you don't wash those sneakers.
They're gone.
No, they're done.
They're done.
Yeah, you leave those in a ride home somewhere.
No. Which Woodstock was it where it rained, and then the porta potties overflowed?
Right.
And then they were the mud people. Remember the mud people?
Yeah, that was 94. Yeah.
94. They were sliding down the hill.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what that is,
that's
don't
mud.
You?
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You're
sliding in duty.
Oh, you're sliding in duty.
Duty.
Oh, that's a mudslide in two ways.
Big time, yeah.
The literal
that's gross.
Mudslide.
Yucko.
Yucko is right.
Yucko. That's word for it.
So he walks through the porta potty madness. Was this on the way home or to that?
I think he said on the way home.
On the way home.
Yeah, okay. So I saw a bunch of bands.
So at least
right.
You already saw everything. You're not
right.
Sitting there, standing there.
Right. Oh. Yeah.
And feces
stinking the whole
stingers.
Time.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yep. Yeah.
and bothering everyone around you.
Right.
For 5 hours.
Everyone's checking their shoes.
And your feet are stewing in there.
Yeah.
So then, it's like marinating.
You get fecal matter between your toes.
It's like foot. Feces stew.
Yeah, oh God.
You're pickled in doo-doo juice.
Yeah, doo-doo juice.
Pickled in doo-doo.
That's how you grow mushrooms.
Right.
It was all worth it to hear Skater Boy, though.
That's right.
He did say it was worth it.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
Ankle deep. I had shorts on.
No!
It was ankle deep. It was ankle deep porta potty on my, and I had a foam runners on with no socks.
How about you? What's your name and where are you from?
Socks. No socks. Is that better?
I don't think so.
You want most protection possible.
Yeah. I don't, you know, now I don't know because the socks will hold on to it.
Yeah, but at least it's still something
there.
Then
you're in like wet bags.
Mm. Yeah, but then you're still something there, you know?
You could ditch the socks and still wear the shoes, though, if they soaked up enough of the stuff.
It depends. The shoes are history.
I think it's all bad.
Yeah. I mean, temporarily,
you
the shoes.
You go plastic bags like the, you know, like Wonder Bread bags.
Did he get into his car?
Oh.
With the feces filled pups.
Yeah, how did you get home?
Yeah.
Put them in the trunk.
You put your feet in the window? Put the car in auto control.
Yeah, those are sneakers that you would find in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
I'd try to buy a bottle of water,
or a dumpster,
get to the car, take the sneakers off,
right,
dump the water on my feet.
Right.
It just reanimates it sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I got to do my best to get the dew off.
Find a public bathroom, just wash your feet in the sink. Who cares? I'd rather wash my feet in the sink than walk home with it.
Yeah. Okay.
I would rather sign a contract with Planet Fitness to get a shower than
do that. That's pretty ingenious, actually.
Yeah. Okay.
What's your name and where you're from?
My name is Guadalupe Castillo from the Bronx, New York.
And what's the craziest thing you ever saw at a concert?
Oh my God, this sounds like a family reunion of yours.
I probably know them, yes.
Yeah.
Saw at a concert?
We were at the same concert.
Oh, did you have to walk too?
Walk through the I think the best part, well, the craziest part was hearing everybody going,
This wasn't like a short little stomp through. This was an absolute bog.
Oh, my God. And everybody was...
Yeah, all gagging.
Nowhere to go.
This was gagging a maggot. Yep. Gag-a-lag.
Tiptoeing through the poo lips.
Yep. Gag-a-lag.
All right.
Oh, no. Now, when you made that noise, I saw his face react. So, are you traumatized by this?
Oh, yes.
Sure. He's trying to hold it. It's like walking through a minefield or like some dark forest. It was crazy.
That's not a minefield. A minefield is you don't know where it's going to...
Right. Hit. This is pretty
evident. You're just... You're in it.
This was obvious.
No, it's like walking through a pig pen.
Exactly right. Yes.
She's a keeper, though, right?
Oh, they were both tremendous. Oh, yeah.
She's a keeper.
She was just like, yeah, whatever.
Yep.
It's like, hey, we did it.
Yeah. Got to go through it. Okay.
And this is...
Let's forge ahead.
What are you going to do?
Yep, exactly.
Mm.
Full speed.
She enjoys the story now.
Right,
she was laughing harder than he was.
It was laughing spirits, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, the guy seemed more traumatized. She's laughing at it.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, all right. Do we have another person, or is that it?
Yeah, we got one more.
All right. First of all, fantastic outfit, because the morning show is going to want to see that. Chaz and AJ want to see outfits like this. What's your name? What town are you from?
I'm Wiley Grace, and I'm from Trumbull, Connecticut.
What is the crazy...
Yep. Out in Long Island.
I love her name.
At Import.
Wiley Grace.
Yeah. He did take a picture I could send to you guys.
Wiley Grace.
But what a great name.
Yeah.
All right.
What is the craziest thing you ever saw at a concert, or the craziest thing you ever did at a concert? Your go-to concert story.
I honestly went to Lynyrd Skynyrd with my aunt, my uncle, and my other aunt. And my aunt and uncle are married, and my father is related to all these people. And growing up, it was so taboo for me to smoke weed and drink. But then at this concert, my aunt was drinking when she wasn't supposed to. She was drinking with me, and she told me not to tell anybody. And then my aunt and uncle were smoking weed with me, and they were telling me not to tell anybody. And they were like, definitely don't tell your parents. Don't tell your parents. So everybody, it was just like a major, like, family stone moment. Like, just like, y'all are all up. Stop acting like you're not.
And they said, don't tell anybody, so you just decided to tell everyone on the radio right now.
Well, I mean, my last name's not really Grace. I'll let you know that. Okay. So I'm not really worried about the ambiguity of it all. Right.
You don't have to tell me your last name, but just spell it.
Parrot, M-O-T-H-E-R-F.
Whoa, yeah.
She's good.
She's good. She is good.
Really coyote.
I love that. The aunt's like, here, have some booze, but don't tell anyone. Yeah. It's like, yeah, smoke some weed. Don't tell anyone.
Separately from each other.
Right.
Yep.
She's like, yeah, what's wrong with her? She's out of her mind.
Seriously.
I don't know.
Don't know.
Don't tell anybody.
Jason Page, sports guy on. Were you watching the Oscars or no?
I watched the first 45 minutes and then switched over to the baseball.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
That game. Ooh, he had enough.
I wanted to see Conan's. I wanted to see Conan's monologue at the beginning, and then, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. One more story regarding Hollywood before we get to sports.
Okay.
Did you see that Access Hollywood was canceled?
Yes.
Yeah.
After 30 years.
Did you see that they told the staff Friday?
Oh.
Like, right before Oscar week. Not last Friday. Friday before.
Right. Ooh.
They're like, yep, we're packing it in.
Yeah.
Now, go out and get me some good Oscar stories. But they knew it would be drowned in the Oscars. Like, no one's going to talk about it.
Right. Let's get resume tape.
No one finds that interesting. I found it very interesting. Right.
It's brutal.
They're canceling the freaking show.
Yeah.
And they do it now. Why don't you wait until after Oscar week and say, we're packing it in?
There was some dicks.
Why would you do that to your people
right
before the most important week of everything you do?
Right. It was a test to see how you do.
This is why, by the way, radio people don't get fired right before their show.
No. Nope. No.
They get fired after their show.
Can I see for a couple minutes?
Right after.
Show?
That's right.
Yeah. Let me see for a couple minutes.
That's right.
Come on, just a couple minutes.
They all learned the hard way.
They're always smiling, too.
Yeah. That's when No Heart did it to me. No Heart did it to me right after my show.
Yeah. Oh, No Heart. I get it. No Heart.
No Heart.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Gotcha.
That's good.
Took a second.
We were on the Yale campus radio station, and we were filling in all summer as all the students were away.
Uh-huh.
And all the students are coming back now.
Yeah.
So they're like, we can get rid of these morons.
Right.
And the guy comes in the middle of our show. And says, just so you know, it's your last show.
How?
And walks out. I'm like, wow, this guy's for a Yaley.
Right.
Really stupid.
Say goodbye to your license.
That's money wasted.
Say goodbye to your license. Here we go.
You could be all the book smart in the world, but you are street dumb
Watch this.
We took this big table that they put all the records on.
Yep.
We took the records off and moved the table against the door.
Barricade.
Right. Okay.
Nice. Oh.
No more music.
Right.
And we got 2 hours.
Nice.
Fantastic.
What should we chat about?
What do you want to talk about?
Let's
talk about
this place.
And the whole time you just hear.
Right. Wow. Getting louder.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I just thought that story was amazing. I'm like, fired them. You told them they're all being fired right before Oscar week.
Wow.
Amazing.
Yep.
Okay, let's get to sports. So UConn got clobbered by St. John's.
Oh, that was brutal.
That was brutal.
Twice this year they've lost. Twice this year they lost to St. John's.
Wow.
And somehow St. John's only winds up with a 5 seed, and UConn winds up with a 2 seed, despite the fact that they basically had the same record. You know, if you look at the season, I thought St. John's actually should have been a higher seed.
Wow.
I know we're on in Long Island now. Hofstra is the big story out there. Hofstra making it into the NCAA tournament for the first time in 20 years.
Wow.
Good heavens.
That's exciting.
Good heavens.
Congratulations to the Pride.
Nice.
But UConn will get Furman, and that'll be like clubbing baby seals.
Oh, please.
That will be...
Jesus.
I mean, it's what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, UConn's going to decimate that team. Their size in the front court is going to give Furman fits, unless Furman hits a bunch of threes. I mean, Furman did beat Virginia back in 2023 in the NCAA tournament. So, I mean, stranger things have happened.
Right.
This UConn team has shown a propensity at times to have these inexplicable sort of lapses. I mean, how they came out in that game against St. John's this weekend, as flat as they were. And look, a lot of that give credit to Rick Pitino and St. John's. You know, St.
John's. That guy is so good.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I can remember being a kid watching him coach college basketball. You know, it's just seeing him there. It's like he's the George Washington now.
Yeah. At a high level then, right? Like, it's not like he's always been at this level.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Always. Always. When he's, I mean,
What can you do?
Just leave it there.
All right. So they announced the 68 team field, right?
Yep. Okay. All 68.
So now do you...
you guys doing a bracket? You doing a bracket?
I like to wait to the end to make my bracket. I find that it's more correct.
Exactly. Yeah. I feel it as we go along.
Yeah.
Well, I had a win here. I had a win here. I had a win here.
Right. That's right. I fill it out as we go along.
Exactly.
That's it.
Right.
Yeah.
The region that UConn got in is brutal.
Really?
Brutal. Hall of Fame coach. Not Hall of Fame coach. Wow. Hall of Fame coach. You're like, what? What happened?
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Did you fill out your bracket yet? And who do you have going all the way?
No. No. I'm like the kid who doesn't study for the test until like the day before.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so,
last minute person. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's how I made it here.
Yeah.
All right. Well, keep doing what you're doing because it's working for you. So you were watching baseball last night.
Oh, that's it, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. That was like a World Series game in March. Watching, I mean, really, one game, winner take almost all, because the winner gets Italy in the championship game. Well, Italy or Venezuela, I should say. It'll be Italy and Venezuela playing tonight, and the winner of that game gets the U.S. on Tuesday night in Miami. The atmosphere, these World Baseball Classic games have been tremendous.
They keep getting better.
Yeah.
It really does.
The players
really
care, which is what matters. Like, they really do want to win this.
Right. It's not like watching football, all-star.
The Pro Bowl.
Yes.
But the argument has been made that, you know, and I think fairly so, that up until this game, the U.S. had just been kind of going through the motions with this.
Oh, it was a controversy.
It's easy to make that argument when the best pitcher in the world, Tarik Skubal, said, I'm going to pitch three innings and then I'm going back to my major league team. I'm not going to sit here and pitch for the U.S. in this, you know, in this battle of all these countries. You know, it makes it easy. And frankly, even in the championship game, the U.S. is going to have Nolan McLean starting for who pitches for pitches for the New York Mets. Good young pitcher.
Yeah.
But if you have one game to win the World Baseball Classic, the guy you're throwing is not Nolan McLean. It should be Tarik Skubal. And Tarik Skubal will be in, with his mates in the Detroit Tigers organization instead of pitching in that game. But it was a lot of fun.
What happened with that game the USA lost? They thought they...
Italy?
Yeah. They thought they were in and let them go out drinking.
Yeah.
Ooh. They got friggin' hammered. Then was like,
Our bad.
We have to play.
Our bad. Yeah. Oopsie.
It wasn't even like they went out drinking, but then they stayed drinking.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, from the clubhouse to the hotel to the club to like, oh my God, it's like, we should just go have brunch. Like, they just went out.
Right. They bender.
At what time did they find out, you guys really... You're going to have to play.
Right.
I think it was the seventh inning of the game that they were losing.
Oops.
Wait, this is practice?
Listen, guys, I will say this, though. Got to give some credit to Italy. They haven't lost a single game in this World Baseball Classic, and they're basically playing with the junior varsity squad. Yeah, I mean, by and large, when you look at the talent on this team, they're basically playing with the JV squad. And they beat the U.S. And they've beaten, some really good teams in this tournament.
Huge upsets.
Hats off to Italy. Hats off to Italy. Francisco Cervelli, former New York Yankee, is their manager and has done an amazing job with this team to even have them in this position. Now, I don't know if they'll beat Venezuela tonight. There will be a significantly smaller audience for that game than there was for the game last night, which I anticipate is going to be a huge number for that U.S. Dominican Republic game. That was fantastic. Football. Do we have time? Do I have 60 seconds to talk about football?
Yeah, well, your Giants embargo didn't last long.
Yeah.
Not my Giants. Not my Giants. I'm just selling it like it is.
I mean, you said you were not going to root for the New York Giants.
No. I'm not rooting. I am not rooting for them. Under no circumstances.
No, but they handed it over.
New York Giants.
No, the family is gone. They're out. They signed it over.
What you mean they signed it over?
Did you see the story? Did anyone see the story? That family you discussed, the dude who was in the Epstein files.
Tish.
Yes.
Tish, yeah.
The family signed it signed the team over.
Huh?
You missed this story? Are you friggin' kidding me?
Oh, my God. Did I miss this story?
This just
in. Did I?
Man.
I caught this story?
Oh, yeah. They're going to they're talking about transferring the team over. I mean, it hasn't happened yet, but.
Okay.
Yeah. It should.
No, right. They're doing it.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. Yeah. What do you got?
Well, Giants made a lot of good moves already in this offseason.
I thought you weren't rooting for them anymore.
I'm not rooting.
Okay.
I am not rooting for them.
You're following them. You're talking nice about them.
It's my job. Okay. It's also my job to know that they're selling part of the team, I guess.
That's right. Right. That was part of your job.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're moving some of it. All right, that's fine. Jackson Dart's got some more weapons to throw to, though, which is good. And who knows? Maybe the Giants will be a wild card team next year.
Maybe.
I want to play this for you real quick.
Please do.
This is a guy who's belting out songs to distract players. I found this on my TikTok, and I don't know if this is like 3 years old, like 2 days old.
Right.
Like, context other than it's funny as hell.
Okay.
Let me play it for you.
Hell to three in the first half.
The world is singing.
That was minor second. But Corey hits the free throw despite the presence of the really loud guy singing the Goo Goo Dolls behind us.
That's funny.
He Goo Goo Dolls. So he just sings like loud Goo Goo Dolls and Creed and Cranberry songs while people are doing free throws.
That's funny.
Recognizing that Rosie's right there for a finish and not two free throws.
Wow. That's a good one.
The contract.
If he had sang Barbara Walters, would it have been Streisand, would it have been any better?
Maybe.
No.
Never know.
No.
All right, Jason. Thanks for coming out. Jason's out in Vegas, by the way. It's very early there. Appreciate you.
Yeah, man.
We're linked up all things Jason Page.
Sports Wrap
with Jason Page. Thank you, bro. Did the Oscars suck or were they good? Let's ask some guys that do this for a living, basically.
Yeah.
Mike and Mike from the Mike, and Oscar podcast. We have all different levels of viewing the Oscars here. We have me, who didn't watch a second.
Right.
We have Ruth, who watched every minute. And then we have a little bit of everything in between.
Yes.
So, did they get it right?
I'm on cloud nine this morning, guys, because I thought it was awesome. Like, this is a rare year for us. You know, we have two awesome movies, win 10 out of the 20 awards up top with One Battle After Another in Sinners. So go watch those movies. They're fantastic with PTA and Coogler. You have 8 wins for horror movies on the night. Like, when does that happen?
Oh, wow. Mm.
And then you have a really funny host who's one of my favorites, Conan O'Brien, who hits on 95% of his bits.
Is there, like, does anyone dislike Conan? Is there anyone who's like, oh,
no,
I think they have that built-in thing with him where if he's going to be the host, they have already a built-in audience where people are like, oh, I like Conan at least. And I thought the opening he killed. He did a parody, since you didn't see it, Jess. He did a parody of the Aunt Gladys scene in Sinners where she's running and the kids are chasing him.
Okay.
And it was just, it killed. I was dying. It was hilarious.
Well, you know what? Yeah. A great moment of the Oscars. That's...
So it's the laughter, the laughter.
He's on cloud nine.
Yeah.
He opened with he's on cloud nine.
That'll shoot him down.
Just put you on cloud nine.
It wasn't great. there's things that are broken. Like, In Memoriam is broken. Red Carpet is broken. Joan Rivers.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's a fashion segment.
Yeah.
Just talk about the fashion. They're not allowed to talk about the fashion anymore.
Wow.
Why?
You can't ask anybody what they're wearing, but Joan Rivers used to have the repartee with everybody for years and years and years. This is as beautiful
as human beings will look. Everybody's too sensitive to get picked on now.
Yeah. Yeah.
You need the Don Rickles type, like, tear you down with a smile on your face.
Right.
And you laugh about it, too, and you're not so offended.
Maureen Callahan has a podcast called The Nerve. She was on last week. She did that yesterday.
for the Oscars. She's coming on tomorrow to talk about it. But she's that person who just doesn't.
That's great. Yeah, I mean, there's people that you know that can do that successfully. That they're a rarity now in the business because everyone likes to play.
That tribute to dead people go on?
Oh my gosh. I think it's still going on now.
Now,
yeah. I couldn't believe how.
How do you
it was.
Have a funeral in the middle of a comedy variety musical special? Like, and they pulled it off. You had Grogu coming out of the break. You had a funny Conan bit. I forget which one.
Oh, Ventura. The Plague Against Sam thing?
Yeah, it was funny.
What was it?
They brought us back.
Plague Against Sam. Like he was, you know, Humphrey Bogart, and the other guy was, you know,
Casablanca. Yes.
Yeah, Casablanca was it. Yes.
They rewarmed us up to laugh the rest of the night somehow. So, I mean, I feel like they, again, you know, we've seen some rough shows in the last, I don't know, 5 years, but this was a lot better.
And not to defend Barbara Streisand on PLR
no
here.
No one, yeah.
But it was, I mean, there was.
Every time Mentor Games, he shows up like Beetlejuice.
I need it.
It's the candy man in the mirror in the bathroom. He spin around and says, Jane, at that time.
He's going to kill us all.
It was a big memoriam year because we did lose, like, you know, Robert Redford passed, Val Kilmer passed, Catherine O'Hara just passed, Diane Keaton. There were, like, big names, so they did kind of have to blow it out. And Rob Reiner, especially with the tie he had to Conan, they had to make a big deal about because Conan's party was the last place Rob Reiner was seen before the tragedy happened.
Did Conan say anything about it?
He got emotional about it at first. So they started the in memoriam with just a thing to Rob Reiner.
He handed it to Billy Crystal.
He brought it out, Billy Crystal.
It's too much.
It was too much.
Play a montage.
Even that felt long, though. Like, yeah.
But not for each individual person. They used to just show a picture of the person with the date. Two from next picture.
And they show them all smiling.
You get 15 people off in 30 seconds.
Boom, 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 boom.
You're dead. Move it along.
Yeah. Move it along.
Right. Keep dead moving.
Well, AJ let us know that Gene Hackman got snubbed this year. His death, you know, that was a big.
They don't bat 1,000 in that segment.
Yeah, but they covered it last year. Yeah. They already covered it.
Yeah, it was a joke we did in like the 6 o'clock hour. Vince is calling back.
I'm trying to do callbacks.
And it worked really well, too.
Somebody got it.
All right.
The sounds woke me up. But
you know what? I don't feel like I missed anything. You really didn't. I don't feel like I'm going to go to YouTube today and Google something, you know, and put something up.
You missed. You ready, though?
Oh, I can't wait.
Mike and I are evil guys. Okay. We're evil.
You missed
when the K-pop won the song. And the idol, she's like American Idol over there. She delivers a speech and uses all the time. And then the songwriter is literally a petulant bring the microphone back up, and he's just pitching a fit.
Yeah,
you need to see this for yourself, because they cut to Conan and Conan just watches it and
starts laughing. Like they got ruthless with the playing off because they were running long on time.
Now they just dropped the mic.
So they didn't get towards the end. They were just like a third, like, let's go, get off.
Yep.
And they did not care.
And this one guy, one of the songwriters for the K-pop song, literally threw a tantrum on stage that they were cutting him off.
Do we have that or not?
I don't think we have that moment, but they would take the microphone away. It would just sink into the floor. Mm-hmm. So the guy's just on, and he was like, no, I refuse to, I'm not leaving. So Conan's standing there, like, waiting to walk out onto stage. Camera's on him. They didn't even put the camera on the guy.
Right.
And you just hear the crowd, like, what do we do?
Yeah.
No one knew what to do.
And he mentioned something about, you know, they took away the microphone and everything. He mentioned it.
It's not the envelope fiasco, but it's
or the slap.
Right.
But, yeah. It would have been funny if the guy just, like, got on the floor and started yelling into the floor.
Into the hole,
into the hole where the microphone
was. I want to thank my mom and my manager. And bring it back up.
Yeah. All right, so that's what I would Google or look up today. We're talking about the Oscars. I like that Mike and Mike from the Mike and Oscar podcast are not trashing the Oscars.
No.
So many people in the movie, you know, whatever,
industry.
podcast industry, they say they love movies, but then they just trash the Oscars.
Yeah.
These guys are actually happy about the show last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you had landmark wins, too. First female cinematographer win. Huge applause for Sinners there. And look.
Laughter.
Wrap it up.
You had a legend.
This is your entrance music from this point forward on the show.
Sixth grade speeches to end the night, Michael.
You've been babbed.
You've been babbed. We were.
I just thank God we all got to hear that together one last time.
Oh my God! Yeah.
Hopefully,
hopefully last time. Yes.
The only other moment that I will say, like, if you want to look up, that was a legitimately heartwarming moment when Michael B. Jordan won for lead actor.
Yeah.
The place went nuts, and there was nobody quicker to their feet than Leo. Leonardo DiCaprio was also in the front row.
Nice.
Like, the place just was overjoyed that Michael B. Jordan, who I guess is just so beloved in that room, won, and you could just feel the emotion.
Why was that
there.
A big deal?
For a lot of reasons.
This is his first
why,
of
he,
all,
did
right?
he miss out on some? Did he have one already?
It was his first Oscar. Right. I think he's only the sixth or seventh black actor / actress to win a lead Oscar ever.
Oh, wow.
So that was a big deal, obviously.
Right.
That's a huge oversight by the Academy. And he's... Sinners means a lot to the black community because of the type of movie it was. It was this black movie about the history of their songs and all that. So I think there was all that kind of combining into this one big moment for him to be the guy. And he was overlooked at the Golden Globes. I think he didn't win a Critics' Choice either. Right. And there was a big groundswell of support while he was overlooked by people online who were like, wait a minute, this is our guy. Why is he being overlooked by Timothy Chalamet or who else won?
Who else was in the category? So
Leo, Timothy Chalamet for Marty Supreme. Ethan Hawke for Blue Moon, which nobody saw.
Right.
And Ragnar Moore for The Secret Agent, which was an international film.
What are the older guys, too? Wasn't there like a Skarsgård or something in there?
He was a supporting actor.
Okay.
It was a big moment. So it's like two big moments for Sinners, a couple big moments for One Battle After Another. So that's fun to see. And you got check out those movies. Those are rad movies.
Which
and
ones then, do you want me to watch?
Look at the Shakespeare Sinners. Movie lost most
Never
of the
Never going to happen.
Not that one.
Mike,
not
you
that
are
one.
Insane.
Not that one.
Vampire musicals.
You can't
don't
swear, Mike. They're in a new market, all right?
Yeah, we got to be there for a couple of years before I can start cursing at you.
He's nothing if not consistent. He's been on Hamnet since it came out.
Yeah.
This may be a situation where...
Can I tell you, this is a guy who's basically wearing a hoodie and a ball cap.
Yes.
What is that? Is that Knicks? You got a Knicks cap on. You're talking about
Wally
Hamnet.
World
what is
t-shirt.
Wrong with you?
Wally
this is like a contradiction in sight and sound.
Well, I think the point he was trying to make was, and you've seen Sinners in One Battle After Another, right? You saw those two, right?
No.
You didn't see them?
No.
You should see those.
No.
You should see those.
Good. We talked him into Begonia, and I don't think even that was...
And you liked Begonia. Well, you were bewildered by Begonia.
You got to watch F1. That's a good one. F1 was awesome.
How old is that movie?
F1?
No, nominated this year.
It was nominated for Best Picture. Yeah. It was nominated for Best Picture.
Who's a big boy?
It won sound and something else,
Okay.
Yep.
The guy that went...
It was a good sound.
Yeah.
Started his ignition. Was an Oscar.
Mike's ass like that.
All right. So of all the movies that are were nominated, which ones should I see? So F1, I like AJ's 5.
F1, you got to see
F1.
That. It's great.
If you watch One Battle After Another and don't like it, I will be surprised.
Is that the one Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
I will be surprised if you don't like
good.
It.
That looks pretty good,
legitimately.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Looks kind of chaotic. Okay. Almost very, very kind of comedy.
Yeah, it's crazy bit. Leo. He's not like trying to be serious dramatic.
Oh, yeah, no, he's not being... Yeah, he's just like just bizarre world.
Did not see it?
No, I saw clips of it. Yeah,
it's not Titanic.
Looks really good. Yeah,
that's what we should do. We should do a review. We should do a podcast where we review just trailers.
Right.
Oh my God, that'd be brilliant.
Why watch the whole movie?
Right.
When you can watch 2.5 minutes, you kind of know what's happening.
Right. Yeah. We kind of know what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So what?
One battle after another.
All right. One battle.
Not Hamnet. You've kind of staked your flag in that.
No, not happening.
You're not a Hamnet.
It sounds
person.
Like a special at Denny's.
Yeah.
Moon's over my Hamnet.
Let me have the Hamnet.
Yeah.
One battle. Okay, good. What else from last night that we should know about?
Sinners. Sinners is a legitimately decent horror movie.
It looked pretty good. It's like, clips I saw, Folks are on fire. There's shooting going on and stuff like that,
Yeah, they play like a little 15-second, hey, here's why they're nominated in this category.
Right.
And again, F1. F1's an awesome movie.
F1's awesome.
And also from last night. The hell?
Right. They're being punished.
This was still after speaking for 5 straight minutes.
Yeah.
retelling a phone conversation that she had like years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. I think she slipped a couple of years.
It took a long time to land that plane, Babs. And that was a terrible movie back in the day, wasn't it? I mean, I rewatched it. I watched
Never
that
watched
movie
it.
Once. It was awful.
Never saw it.
I value my life.
Yeah. I did Love Story. That was it.
Ugh.
Yeah. My mom was watching.
So after she sang, was the tribute, the Dead People tribute over?
I don't recall.
I think so. Yes, it was for me. I think I changed the channel. I was like, I got to get out.
For a lot of people it was, yeah.
Yeah.
Favorite commercial.
She honestly hit like maybe seven notes, and I went, oh, no.
I'm
and
out.
I grabbed the remote control. I'm like, I got to go.
Yeah. Ruth, you were there. You watched the whole thing.
I did.
Was there more talking about dead people after this song?
I can't remember. I think this was the end of it. I think
it's hard to remember.
It is. Yeah. It was so long.
How could
it
you go on after ending on such so a high note anyway? You
know? Her singing number,
literally and figuratively.
Right.
They should have ended with Robert Carradine, who was also left out of the In Memoriam.
Yeah.
And they should have just ended it with.
See, that would make it entertaining.
She okay over there?
Revenge of the Nerds. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, the laugh.
They should
that would have been perfect.
They should have actually had him doing that on screen while Barbara Streisand was singing.
Yeah. Well, they say it's the last one.
That. And now Ruby, that's what killed him.
Yeah. That would be great. See, now you got something. Now we're all going to YouTube.
Nice. Real moment. A real moment.
Michael Winslow could beatbox and make noises.
Oh, my God, yes.
Four quadrant hit.
Nice.
Mike, and Oscar, the podcast. If you like movies, you're going to love this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
They actually like movies.
They do.
They're not just talking the trash to movies.
So. No.
Good for you guys.
All
right, good seeing you guys.
Yes,
likewise.
All right, we'll link up.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.